If you have your Bible tonight, would like to follow along with us, turn to Zephaniah chapter number 3. Want to look at verse 14 this evening, if God will be our help. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 14. The Bible says, "Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgment. He has cast out thine enemy, the king of Israel. Even the Lord is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore." Praise be to God. He said, "In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, and to Zion let not thine hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halteth, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord." I want to preach tonight just a little while, if God will be my help. And I know you're in the cold, sitting in the car, so we won't try to be too long, but I want to give you what God's given me. And I want to preach tonight on this thought, a time of rejoicing, a time of rejoicing. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight. When is a good time to rejoice? You say, "Well, Pastor, a good time to rejoice is when things is going real good. A good time to rejoice is when finances are good. A good time to rejoice is when everybody in the household's happy, including mama." I mean, that's a time to rejoice, amen? It's a time to rejoice, amen, when the government and things around us seem to be going in the right direction. That's a time to rejoice. But I want to say, praise God, time to rejoice is any time that God Almighty touches our heart. Any time that we realize within ourselves how good God's been to us, amen? In the hard times, the difficult times, in situations and chaos and the good and the bad, praise God, we ought to be rejoicing in the Lord. You say, "Well, preacher, how was God's people able to rejoice in the time of Zephaniah?" In Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 14, the Bible says to rejoice. It says to sing praise. It says to give joy and rejoicing, to be glad, amen, and with all of the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Amen. Well, why could they be? Why could they be rejoicing? Same reason we can be rejoicing today, praise God. What had taken place in the nation of Israel, they had went through a time of discipline, and their discipline in the Lord had ended. Amen. God had done you, He had brought them out of captivity. God done made them a promise. God done judged them, praise God. They had seen the error of their ways and the goodness of His, and the discipline had ended. Amen. Hey, listen, when God's discipline ends. And now you know what I'm talking about tonight. Every one of us, if we've ever been saved, amen, we've been under the disciplined hand of God. God is our Heavenly Father. He's reached down with us through the Holy Ghost of God, and He's touched our hearts, and He's showed us the error of our ways and the goodness of His. He's pushed us and showed us and taken us in the right direction, took us out of one path, amen, maybe even moved us over and put us in another path where He'd have us to be. Praise God for His glory. Oh, we've all been there tonight, I know. And when that time of discipline comes, it's a time of recognition. It's a time of recognizing, praise God, that He is God and that we're not. Amen. It's a time of recognizing that the Heavenly Father, praise God, He knows what's best for you and I. And we realize that, not in our head, but in our heart. And we begin to praise God and begin to rejoice because He didn't let us go down that path. He didn't praise God, somebody get out and take a lap. He didn't let us go down a long way, Brother Kevin, down that road. But He headed us off. He throwed up a stop sign. He said, "Hold on, buddy. Hold on, ma'am. You got to stop right there. Think about what you're doing. Apply my word to your life. Let me help you. Let me instruct you. Let me show you my way. Praise God, that you might enter into a better path. Praise His holy name." So when that time of discipline is ended, praise God, it's a time, Bible says, of rejoicing. Because the Lord, verse 15, hath taken away the judgments. Amen. Praise God. You come out from under that, disciplining hand of God, and you come out, to that place of peace and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Listen, when we get going on the right direction, we get doing the right things according to the will of God. Hey, praise God. It's a time that we can rejoice and praise Him for all His goodness, for His love and His mercy, praise the Lord, that brought us to a place of rejoicing. Amen. So at that time of rejoicing, praise God, it was right now because God had disciplined and the discipline had ended. Amen. It was a time of rejoicing here because the enemy has been defeated. Amen. Hey, listen, have you got any enemies? You say, well, preacher, I don't reckon I got an enemy in the world. Praise God. Let me tell you what. The devil is your enemy. Amen. The devil's your enemy. The devil don't like you. He hates you. He hates everything that you stand for. And what he tells us here, that the enemy had been defeated. It's a time of rejoicing when you realize the enemy has been defeated. Amen. When you've come out from under the load, praise God, the devil's been trying to take you. It seems like the devil's trying to get a hold of you. That devil wanted to get his teeth into you, take a big bite out of you. But praise God, you realize that he's a God of heaven, and he's there with you to help you. He's there with you to hold you and encourage you. Praise God. Hey, the devil's tried to pull you down and pull you this way and that way. He's tried to destroy your family. He's tried to discourage you in every way there was. But praise God, all of a sudden you realize that the enemy, praise God, is a defeated foe. And you come out there shouting. Hey, praise God, that's a time to shout and praise God. When the enemy's been defeated, God Almighty said to the enemy, praise God, has been defeated. Judgment's over. And he's cast out thine enemy. Praise God, I want to say the devil and the demons of hell, they've been cast away. Amen. They may mess with you. They may try to persuade you. But I want to say they's a force to be reckoned with in Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God. He is all things to all men, and He is altogether lovely. Amen. Bless His holy name. It's a time to rejoice. Discipline's ended. Amen. The enemy has been defeated. Praise God. He's been cast down. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, who did it, the Lord? She has cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, who did it? Who's able to do those things? Praise God. Who's able to take care of those situations? He said, it's the Lord. He said, He is King. Amen. The King of kings and Lord of lords. Revelation 19:16. Praise God. He's the one that stepped in the scene. He's the one that come on the scene. He's the one that offered up discipline. He's the one that offered up deliverance. He's the one that made the difference. He's the one, praise God, that intervenes between us and everything else in this life. He's the one that intervenes now, today, and forever, because He is the King of glory. Amen. Praise God. That's a time to rejoice when we realize that God Almighty, the Lord, He is King. Praise God. You know how He's King? When you make Him King of your life. When He becomes King of your life, praise God, then He is the King of glory. Amen. When He begins to get glory out of your life and my life. And I wonder tonight if we evaluated ourselves honestly. Evaluated ourselves honestly. Does God get glory out of your life tonight? Amen. Praise God. He bring you to a place, to a time of rejoicing. Amen. And quite often, I'm glad God brings us to a place, praise God, if we're willing and able, He'll bring us to a place of rejoicing in that right often. You say, how do we know? Because He's in the midst. Amen. Verse 15, he continues there. He said, a king, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Praise God. He said, because, we got a time rejoicing is now because God is with us. Amen. Hey, listen, folks, He's not somewhere else. He's not caught up in some kind of adversity somewhere else. The God of heaven, praise God, He's still the God of glory. He's still looking down upon you. He's still seeing you. Praise God, He always sees you. He'll always see you. He'll always help you. He'll always be there for you. He'll be there to help you, encourage you. It don't matter how dark. It don't matter how dismal. Praise God, you can call upon Him and He will hear you. Amen. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I believe that with all my heart. And if He didn't, it wouldn't be no use to pray. It wouldn't be no seek His face. But praise God, because He's in the midst of us. He's in the midst of thee, praise God. We can call upon Him believing that He hears. And He answers the prayers of His people. Praise His holy name. Ain't that something? Ain't it good to know that the Lord is in the midst of us? He's here with us. Hey, we know He's here. He's here all the time. This is a special place, praise God, it's not because of this place. This is just a building. This is just a sod with dirt and clay, and rocks and clay. This is just a building with a foundation. But I want to say, praise God, the foundation which we stand, me and you, praise God, is Lord Jesus Christ, and He's here with us. And every time we meet, there's a presence of God in His house. Amen. There's a presence of God in this place. Amen. Praise God. You can feel the Spirit of God move through here this evening. You can feel the Spirit of God move through here this morning. I asked somebody this morning, I said, hey, could you feel out in the car what we was feeling in here? Could you feel that presence in there? Could you realize that God Almighty was there with you? I hope you could. I hope you could feel the presence. Amen. What? You say, well, preacher, what happens when I feel His presence? Praise God, it's a time to rejoice. Rejoice knowing that the Lord is with us. Amen. He's there to help us, praise God. He's in the midst of us. I've said it time and time again that wherever you are as a child of God, He is there with you. There He is. What a blessing, praise God. Time to rejoice when we know that He's in the midst of thee. Also says it's a time to rejoice. Amen. He said, thou shalt not see evil anymore. Amen. It's time to rejoice when evil's gone. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we live in an old wicked and vile world. How do we get away from it? Praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. It's time to rejoice when evil is no more. You say, well, preacher, he's an evil influence. He's evil all around us. Yeah, but praise God, when it's no longer a part of your life, when there's something bigger than the evil, when there's something bigger than the malcontent, when there's something bigger, praise God, than you, moves into your life and begins to do something for you. Hey, praise God, hey, it gives you a different life. It gives you a different manner of speaking, a different manner of thinking, praise God. It gives you a different disposition. Amen. God be the glory. And you begin to say a glory, hallelujah. I'm talking about a time of rejoicing, praise God, in the Lord, when God Almighty takes away the evil. Amen. He starts taking away those evil thoughts. Amen. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, well, preacher, you know what? There's none of us without sin because we all think evil things. He said, these bad things come to our mind. Yeah, but it just becomes sin when we entertain those. Hello? Amen. It becomes sin when we entertain those thoughts. What we have to do as a child of God, amen, praise God, it's a time to rejoice when we can take those old wicked things of this world, praise God, and just push them all off into the, praise God, away from us. Let them go in one ear and out the other. One thought, praise God, and just push it on out. By the glory of God, say to God be the glory, and just rejoice and shout and pray, because those evil things are no more. Amen. We get to the place and the point, youngins, that we don't entertain evil no more. Praise God. We get to a place and a point, praise God, when God Almighty takes up His abode in the midst of us, and we don't see the evil no more. What does that mean? It means that evil, praise God, it's not made relevant in our lives. It doesn't take control. It doesn't take control. It doesn't become who we are. But it becomes, praise God, that used to be. Amen. But that we partake in no more for God's glory. So the evil has to go. The evil's moved out of the way. He said, thou shalt not see evil anymore. Praise God. You know when you see evil is when you get to looking for it. He said, well, preacher, shouldn't we recognize evil? Amen. We should recognize it and we should flee from it. Amen. Bible says to flee from iniquity. To run from it, praise God. To stay away from it. Get away as quick as we can. You say, how do you do it? I like the way Miss G says, praise God. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Devil can't hang around that much. Right? Praise God. If he did, he'd be a saved devil. Amen. Holy Ghost conviction set in. He'd fall on his face, repent, and be a saved devil. Amen. Praise God. If you want to get evil away from you, just begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Begin to call upon Him, lift Him up, praise God, realizing He is that ever-present help right now. I believe sometimes we get caught up in it. We think, well, you know, our ever-present help down the road or in the future or someday. But I want to say, praise God, He's that help that we need right now. We can't make it. You can't make it. I can't make it without the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our King of kings and the Lord of lords in our hearts, in our lives, praise God. Time of rejoicing, when? Not right now. Why right now, praise God? Because all these things, we're seeing the same thing. We're seeing the same things that Israel was seeing, praise God, with the help of the Lord right now. And we see it at time of rejoicing, praise God, because the God of heaven, the Bible tells us the God of heaven is rejoicing. Amen. The God of heaven is rejoicing. Amen. If you'll notice here in verse 17, he starts talking about the he wills of God. And the Bible says the Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you know that God's an almighty God? He's not mighty, but he's almighty. He is God, and besides him, there's no other. Praise his holy name. Amen. We can see him. He says, and he will save. Amen. He didn't say he could, he might, or he would. But he said he will save. God Almighty. I want you to notice that he wills in here, praise God. He will save, praise God, by his might. It takes the might of God to save old sinners. It takes the might of God to make a difference in a life. It takes the might of God to keep a family together. I've told so many people when I do counseling with them, without the help of the Lord in your life, and your family, in your home, if he's not the middlemost part, you'll not make it. If you're not going to get in church, if you're not going to love the Lord, you're not going to stay with God, you might as well forget it, go ahead and throw in the towel. I'll not ever do it because it'll never work. Amen. Praise God. I guarantee you all these senior saints, all you senior saints in the parking lot tonight, you can say, praise God, we'd have never made it without the Lord. Amen. It takes God. But he said he will save, praise the Lord. Amen. He will save. He'll pull and he'll hold it together, praise God. He'll show you the way. He'll send peace. And amen, praise God. He'll send that hope and help, praise the Lord, when you need it, when your family needs it. He'll, in times of discouragement, praise God, he'll come along and encourage you. When everything in the world is pushing you apart, he'll draw you together. Amen. That's why we've got to stay with the Lord, young'uns. We're living in a day in a despair and a dark air, they say. But I want to say there's a marvelous light that's shining out of the east. Glory be to God, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's a shining unto his people tonight. I'm saying it's a time of rejoicing for God's people. We're seeing the last days, the dispensation of grace being played out right before us this evening. Amen. When you look at, when you turn the news on, I know it could be discouraging. Praise God, just look at it and say, well, God did that. And God did that. And God's doing that. Amen. None of it's taking him by surprise, God. He is in control. Amen. He's in control. He loves you and he loves me. Amen. It's just a time to just to sit back and rejoice and praise God for what he's done for us, what he's the promise he's made, and the he wills, praise God, because he will save. Amen. And in the process of saving, look what else he says. He will rejoice over thee. Why? Because he bring him joy. Did you ever think that somebody like you could bring joy to God? Amen. That you and your life and your mannerisms, the way you act, could bring joy to God. Hey, it sure does. Whenever we think about Him and we meditate upon Him and we think about His goodness to us, praise God. Hey, how much He loves us and cares for us, and we recognize that, and it brings joy to His heart. Amen. You ever think about your own children, your own family? Sometimes in our lives, praise God, we get to a point and a place and we begin to realize if they're ever even grateful or thankful, praise God, and then all of a sudden we begin to see them, how they let us know that they love us and they appreciate us. They show us kindness. They show us respect. And all of a sudden, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God dwells up in your heart. There's a joy inside of you, praise God, that moves in. Amen. Rejoicing, praise God, because of the joy in the heart of God. Amen. I want to say, if you're a child of God, living for God, trying to do right, the best that you can, praise God for His glory, it brings joy to His heart. Rejoicing takes out, it breaks out in the heart of God. I just want to see what's going to go on in heaven when God begins to rejoice. Amen. Listen, those seraphims, all those things, praise God, the angels of heaven, they're flying around, they're running around, they're hollering, praise God, holy, holy, holy. Praise God, when God joins in, boy, what this thing. You talk about an orchestra in heaven when God Almighty joins in, when joy fills his heart because the praise of his people, God Almighty falls in and he begins to join in. Praise God, he begins to rejoice over thee with joy. Praise his holy name. You say, how can he do it? Because all the things that's transpired in our life have been put behind us. He said he will rest in his love. Amen. All the trials and heartaches have been finished. The discipline has happened and it's behind us now. And God's rejoicing. Amen. With his people. Praise God. He said he breaks out. Can you imagine what it sounds like when God Almighty breaks out in song? Amen. Praise his holy name. You say, well, God can't sing. God does sing. Praise his name. So he will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, you think God sings? Yeah, I believe God sings. I believe God breaks out in song. Praise God. He sings in the most beautiful melody there ever was. And the people of God join in with him. Praise God. And we sing, praise God, for his glory. We sing praises unto him. Amen. For his joy, we join in with him in perfect harmony, in perfect attitude, in perfect oneness. Amen. We begin to cry out and sing. Praise his holy name. You say, why could he do that? Because he's like a loving father. Praise God to you and I, and praise God when things are going good and joy and filling his heart. He just gets the cane hip. It's just like me and you. Praise God. He just begins to rejoice. He begins to sing praises. He's singing going on in portals of glory. Praise God when he sees his fearful children. Praise God, those that's been by the wayside, those that's been caught up in different adversity, but praise God, they've cried out to the Heavenly Father, and he's moved down with the scene. The Holy Ghost of God has overshadowed them, and with those great big loving arms of God, he's reached down to where you was, and he scooped you up. How many times, young'uns, has God Almighty looked down to where you was, realized where you were, amen, times of trouble, different situations, and scooped you up in his loving arms, and just pulled you to him, snuggled you up real good, whispered in your ear, plumb to the fiber of your being and your soul, and said, peace be still, children. It's all right, praise God. I'm still God and I love you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to comfort you. Blessed, praise God, what a Savior we have. What a God in glory we have. Amen. A time of rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Yeah, why does he do that? Why does any father do that? Amen. Because he wants to quiet those that he loves. How many of us has got a young'un? Amen. Hey, it don't matter how old they are. Whether they're little bitty babies or whether they're 30, 35 years old, 40 years old. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if we can, we'll pull them up in our arms. Amen. Praise God. Just like our Heavenly Father does. And we'll love on them. Praise God. And we'll quiet them down. Amen. By letting them know that we love them. Letting them know that we're here for them. Let them know that we joy in them. Praise God. And we see that he wills. Praise God. God begins to reach down and he begins to touch his people. And praise God, he's done it before. And Brother Bill, he'll do it again. Praise God for his glory. Amen. God I believe the Lord Jesus is chomping at the bit just to reach down through the portals of glory and scoop us all up and take us unto himself. That where he is, there we may be also. God wants us to be with him. God wants us to praise, be able to rejoice with him in the portals of glory. So we see him as he gives the he wills. But then we see where he says, I will, promises that God Almighty gives us. He says in verse 18, he said, I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Amen. He said, those, praise God. He said, the I will promises that God's made. He said, I'm going to reach down. I'm going to gather them up. Hey, praise God. I'm going to take away all the sin, all the sinfulness, all the things that would so easily beset us. He said, all the things that would hurt us and harm us. God says, I'm going to take that away. Those that are of a broken and a contrite heart. He said, I'm going to take them. I'm going to lift them up. I'm going to love them up. I'm going to heal that heart. Praise God. I'm going to captivate that heart. I'm going to give them encouragement. Praise God. I'm going to show them the love of an almighty God. Maybe some little old young'un that's never seen love, that's never known love. But God Almighty says, I'm going to love them up. I'm going to take them up and love them up. Praise God. I'm going to show them that love of God. I'm going to mend that broken heart. That contrite spirit, praise God. He said, I'm going to fix it up. Amen. I'm going to take away that reproach that was a burden in their lives. Praise His holy name. He said, verse 19, He said, behold, at that time I will undo that, undo all that afflict thee. Amen. Now look what we got to plan for in the days ahead. God says, one day in a little while, He said, I'm going to undo all the affliction. Amen. Can you think of all the things that this, in this world which we live at could afflict us, that could hurt us, that could cause us harm? Amen. But God says, praise the Lord, listen. He said, I will one day, praise God. He said, I'm going to undo all the affliction. He said, I'm going to undo all those things, praise God, that would hurt and harm you. You say, what's that, what does that mean, preacher? It means that God's going to set all things right. Amen. For His glory. He's going to make all things better, praise God. Amen. He goes on, He said, I will save her that halteth. Amen. He said, listen, who is that one that's halted? Amen. That halt, who is that person? That halted means to be one-sided. Amen. Maybe to a point of having a limp. But God says, hey, listen, He said, I will undo the afflicted. I will save her that halt. He said, that one that's leaning and listening to one side, praise God. He said, I'm going to come alongside that person. He said, I'm going to shore them up. I'm going to make them steady. I'm going to make them fast, praise God. He said, I'm going to put stabilizers under them. Amen. He said, that's the stabilizer of God Almighty. While back, Groundhog got under my shed and got to digging around. They loosened one of my footers. Of course, my uncle built it, and we just put the post on some big old rocks. And they got to digging around between the water and the groundhogs, and they got underneath the edge of that rock, and that rock kind of sunk out of the way to one side, and that side of the shed began to settle down. Amen. And it began to be a bad place in the wall. And so I had to put some things underneath on both sides, and had to jack that thing back up to where we got it level, and I had to dig around there, and I had to pour a foundation and put a big old post in there on top beside of that other, and then lag bolt them, screw them together so I could shore up that foundation so I could make it sure and steadfast. That's what God said He'd do, praise God. He said, I will come alongside that one that's leaning. I will come along that side that's listening. He said, I'm going to shore them up. I'm going to be that foundation. I'm going to move up under them, praise God. I'm going to lift them up and hold them by the strong arm of my power. Amen, praise God. I don't know about you, but that's a time for rejoicing. Amen. A time of rejoicing when God Almighty shores us up. Hey, maybe some of us tonight, we're listing, we're leaning a little bit. Amen. You know who you are. You're listening and leaning a little bit to one side. But God said, I'll reach down tonight. If you'll let me, I'll shore you up. I'll stabilize your frame, praise God. I'll put you on a solid foundation of Jesus Christ the Savior. He said, if you'll let me, praise His name. Amen. We can rejoice together. Amen. He says, I'll gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, not only will I shore up those that's listening. He said, praise God. Hey, listen, I'm going to get them praise and fame. In other words, I'm going to give them a position. Amen. I'm going to put them in a position. I'm going to put them in a place, praise God, where they'll be recognized. Who's going to recognize us, preacher? I won't say the angels in the portals of glory. Amen. They're going to recognize us as, praise God, as followers of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. One glorious day when we enter in with Him. What a day that'll be. Praise the Lord. God said, I will pray. I will. He said, I will gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Praise God. And He goes on verse 20, and He says, at that time, I will bring you again, even in time that I gathered you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity, amen, before your eyes, saith the Lord. Amen. That had us bound down, that had us in bondage. God says, I'm going to gather you up. I'm going to bring you out of it. And I'm going to, he said, I will, praise God, gather you out. He said, I will bring you out back from your captivity. He said, I'm going to bring you out of your captivity. That's got a hold of. That's just trying to drag you out. That's just trying to drag you and pull you back. Listen, youngins, we need to be careful in this day and hour we live, this, especially this time right now. If we ain't very careful, we'll forget the God that bought us. We'll forget to remember where God brought us from. We'll forget to remember the promises that God has made to us. But I want to say we're people of the promise. And it's a time of rejoicing now because God says, I'm going to deliver you. Amen. I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to present you to myself. I'm going to bring you to a place of praise and honor and glory. Where does God's people get praise and honor? It won't be here in this world. Hello? We won't be praised and honored and glorified here. We won't get no respect here. Amen. But it'll be when we get in the portals of glory. It'll be when we get to heaven. And God says, I'm going to bring you out. I'm going to take you out of the captivity. This old world which we live in is Egypt, the type of the world. Praise God. He said, I'm going to bring you out of that. He said, and he said, I'm going to make a name for you. Praise God. You say, what kind of name will we have? Praise His holy name. He said, we're going to be called the saints of the living God. Amen. That's what God's going to do for us. Praise God. And He said, it's a time of rejoicing. Now is a time of rejoicing. It's not after a while. It's not in the future, but it's right now. Amen. We can praise and God, give God glory because where He brought us from, the promise that He's made us and where He's taken us to. We've got some great, exceedingly precious promises from God. And God don't renege on His promises. He will deliver you and He will deliver me safe in the portals of glory one day in a little while. Why? Because He's promised that He would. And He said, hey, He said, just go ahead and just begin to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. I'm here with you. We're going to make it through this together. And one day in a little while, He said, I'm going to call you to myself, singing and making harmony in heaven because of your redemption. Your redemption that draweth nigh, and it's even at the door. Even at any moment, the Lord could come out. One brother said, they told a fellow, he said, hey, listen, said the Lord's a coming. He said, hey, no, he said, well, he said, I believe the Lord will come, may come before I get to the truck. Amen, to leave this place. I want to say, praise God, that could very well be true. The Lord could come at any moment to take us. And we ought to just be rejoicing in the Lord because we have, you have, I have, we have that promise from God. Amen. That one day, in just a little while, the Lord's going to come get us and take us home to be with Him. Couldn't get no better than that because we'll be in that perfect place of perfect peace and harmony with Him. Be singing a perfect song, a perfect praise, a perfect service with a perfect Savior. I don't know anything to be better than that. Do you? I enjoy the services here. I enjoy the service. Boy, when the Spirit of God, like this morning, this evening, praise God, when you can feel the Spirit of God moving, boy, it won't be nothing compared to the Spirit of God that we'll feel when we get in the portals of glory. When we make it home at the end of our journey. Praise God. A time of rejoicing. A time like right now.